Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
What's up? We're back in the booth. The A-Team in the house tonight, along with myself, DJ Team. Stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
This is Damn Shout About You by Picasso Classic Records.
Yeah. Baby mama taking half of my chick. I told her, damn, show. Now why the hell she gon' go and do that? I'm thinking to myself saying, damn, show. I got that good, get your eyes roll back. I had you like, damn, show. On my set, shout, it's still so wet. She got me like, damn, show. Working at the Emily and I ain't getting paid. Baby mama play me like a game of Sabres. Your brother need money and I need it real quick. My only option is to hit a sweet lick. Forgive me, God, for I have sinned. It is not my fault, I blame it on the gin. Picture me in the Benz, getting hair from your girlfriend. You get mad, wanna get the Mac 10. You better chill out before I get the Uzi. It's not my fault that you're gonna do me. Anyways, I do not wanna do she. Cause I heard that you gave her cooties. Hey lady, let's do the oochie coochie. I got good pipe for your coochie. Baby mama taking half of my chick. I told her, damn, show. Now why the hell she gon' go and do that? I'm thinking to myself saying, damn, show. I got that good, make your eyes roll back. I had you like, damn, show. On my set, shout, it's still so wet. She got me like, damn, show. Hey, labels, I'm trying to get heard. Whoever hating on Picasso, I give him the bird. My son is getting on my nerves. I'm trying to write this song, he crying so berserk. Like I said before, I really need to be heard. Over women, I put money first. Me and baby mama did not work. I had to move on, I ain't trying to get married. I already have a baby in the carriage. I really would have messed up if I got married. She hit me with child support so quick. Got half of my check, I'm like, oh, shit. Baby mama taking half of my chick. I told her, damn, show. Now why the hell she gon' go and do that? I'm thinking to myself saying, damn, show. I got that good, make your eyes roll back. I had you like, damn, show. On my set, shout, it's still so wet. She got me like, damn, show. Damn, show. Damn, show. Damn, show. Damn, show.
What's good, world? Much love from Classic City Records. On behalf of EOTM, I want to give thanks and appreciation to all you radio heads out there in radio land for your love and support. I'm not just talking about our show. I'm talking about everyone out there that show love to anybody under the EOTM network. Feel free to call in anytime tonight at 718-664-6543 as we discuss the life and times of insecurity issues and good men suffering from child support tragedies on Let's Face Reality. I know a lot of you out there are wondering, why do we choose this topic? The answer for that is very simple. On behalf of the men out there that actually take care of their kids, but do have greedy baby mamas, and with that said, as soon as the first incident comes around, where there's an argument or a disagreement, she don't care, man. If you leave, guys, come on, man. Do you really think she cares? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So, you know what I'm saying? With this being said, you know, these men out there that actually take care of their kids and take time to pick them up from school and do good things with them, you know, take real good care of their kids to the best of their abilities. But, you know, half of these men are still tied down with greedy women who are trying to nickel and dime their way to happiness. With that said, the question of the day is, money really buy happiness? Now, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about it. I'm just saying, all men are not innocent because that's not the case. And no, ladies, all women are not guilty. But many men and many women are guilty by association. If you agree or disagree or just want to share time you have experienced or witnessed, call in at 718-664-6543 anytime and tell us about it. We want to hear from anybody that has this issue. Knight Rider, spin that track.
You better believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day,
Rock Talk Radio.
E-O-T-M. Hey.
E-O-T-M. I watched Carla start it, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for sights. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got flaws with guided meditation. Rise above it all at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media's a Maverick Tudor. With Grandma's dripping Don Adams Jr.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building,
building.
Oh, she's that man.
My husband stepped down so many times. This wreck made me arsenic with every rhyme. Punching you with one line at a time. Life is what you make it your best while it's time. Through any storm or weather, my clothes keep you warmer than a sweater when it's cold. Keep you from catching the cold. I'm on the road of success, internally blessed. We just to uplift in the soul.
That will take you far away from any stress you have in ways that make you feel it's not your day.
Like a bird, no worries of this man.
got my mind and I'm ready.
Yeah, man. Yo, man, before we get started really into detail, today we're talking about insecurity issues and good men suffering from child support tragedies. First off, man, yo, I want to go ahead and say, man, as far as insecurity issues, I want to say, I'm just going to put it out there, man. I know I'm probably insecure, man, because, you know, with my personal life, man, I'm not even going to be ashamed to admit it, man. I care about what I'm doing. But see, for me, when I say I'm insecure, it's because I care about what's going on in my relationship. You see what I'm saying? I don't want nothing, like, in the way of messing it up if we're doing good. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there before we really get in detail, 18. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I feel on the insecurity. But you got some men that really want to hear you. What's up?
Hey, DJ. I wouldn't call it insecure. I would call that being concerned, man.
Concerned. Hey, man. Yeah,
it's a difference between insecurity and concern, man, because I'm pretty sure you're sure of yourself. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, man. So, I mean, when it comes to your relationship, of course you're going to have doubts, but at the same time, that's just when your concern kick in, man.
I can feel you on that, man. It's just like certain events, man, like, I know, like, I could be, like, right off bat, just be like, nah, I ain't cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Certain issues that involve that. Like, personally, I mean, it may just be me, man, but when it comes to, like, you know, high heels and, you know, little short skirts and all that, personally, man, I feel like my old lady, I wouldn't want her in that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm told I'm insecure because of that, but, I mean, much respect, though, man, because real talk, I'm really concerned because I do care about my girl. You know what I'm saying? I love my girl, and I don't want no problems with that because I know me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody eyeballing my girl. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, everybody got their certain feelings, man. That was good. Yeah.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, but, man, God gave us eyeballs, so people going to look regardless. That's why you got to be so confident and still at the same time be concerned with your relationship, but you got to be confident enough to say, yeah, man, look at my girl. She bad, right? I know you want her, but guess what? She mine.
Yeah, see? See, makes it. Hey, that's why, like, some folks, you know what I'm saying, they might be at the store or something, man. They be all wrapped up, man. I guess they want you to know, hey, man, I got this, man.
You might not even want it.
She might be regular anything. She might be all cuffed up. Might be all, hey, man. Like, check this out. I was at Walmart the other day, right? Man, I seen that girl, right? She was just, I ain't trying to talk about it, man, especially not on radio, man. But, man, the girl was just ooh, man. You know what I'm saying? The buddy was just all on her, man. Like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, dude, ain't nobody want to tell a woman, man. I guess he had that. What, how would you say it? He felt good about himself because of that, man.
He was confident, wasn't he?
She might have been. Maybe in his eyes, she looked, you know, like an angel or something, you know?
Yeah.
Love your woman. Love your woman. Love your woman. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but check this, though, man. What about, like, okay, would you call this? What do you call this insecure? Safe answers. I'm just naming something. I'm not naming no. This is not personal. You know, I tell you, man. I'm straight up. I tell you. But in this situation, man, it's like, would you consider this insecure? Like, say, for instance, you were somewhere with your lady, man, and a dude walked up that she knew from the past, maybe from school or something like that, or have a coworker or whatever. They walk up and they're like, hey. Blah, 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 blah. And then you standing right there, but he don't say nothing to you. He just reach around, hug her, and all that kind of stuff. Like, how would you feel about that?
Oh, man. Bro, I done been in that kind of situation, man.
And hey, for real?
Yes, sir, man. And to be completely honest, I didn't even get mad or stressed about the situation because apparently she knew the dude. That dude knew her before I did. So I didn't stress about the issue, but after it presented itself, later on when we got behind closed doors, I confronted the situation, and it wasn't even that serious. But at the same time, I still was kind of idiot, man. I ain't even going to lie, man. But at the same time, that's where that confidence kick in, man. You got to have confidence. Be like, okay, hey, that just goes to show me that when I see a female from my past, and if I give her a hug, she can't trip about it.
Yeah, I understand, man, but at the same time, man, that's kind of like, in my opinion, that's kind of like getting back, man, in my opinion, because, like, it's like, oh, okay, so you can do it, and I can do it, too, and you better not trip about it. That's just what I think about it. What you think, man?
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, did Shawty even introduce, you know what I'm saying, homeboy? They just hugged and just kept moving, you know?
Oh, no, it's just state of mind, man. But I'm just saying, like, if he just walked up and he's like, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 I ain't seen you in a minute. And just gave her a hug, just hugged your girl, like, he ain't touch her inappropriate. He just hugged her. But you, okay, me personally, I'd be like, I'd be hot, dog. I'd be mad.
Well,
thank you.
If nobody didn't introduce me, yeah, I'd be a little heated about that. You know, like, who this dude? You know what I'm saying? But if they introduce, you know, long friends or whatever, you know, I'd be like, okay, that's what's up, all right? And I'd be, you know, I just keep it cool like that, you feel me? But if I don't get introduced, I believe that they'll be just very disrespectful, you know? So that's what I'll be heated about.
Yeah, I can see you on that, man.
Real talk, man. Cause, you know,
what about
all that...
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I was gonna say, what about, like, how would you? You say you'll be heated, but like, what would you? Would you let her know you was heated, or would you keep it to yourself?
Yeah, at that time, if they up there hugging, laughing, and giggling, sniggling, they ain't introducing me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm like, who's this? You know, that's how I'll be. You know,
straight up. You just jump straight in. You know, straight in line, man.
Exactly.
I'm just saying it's in our nature, man.
Okay, check this. do you trust that any of, I'm not saying your girl, but if you, you know, if you was in the metaphorical speaking girl or whatever, you know, do you think that her friends that are dudes, do you think that you'll be cool with her talking to them on the phone and all that, blase, blase, because of the fact that they're friends? In my mind, I feel like, hey, he trying to get her eventually.
Nah.
You know
what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even take it there for DJ. If my girl try to tell me, well, I can understand if me and my girl was like just friends. If we was just friends, then like that don't concern me. But if I'm in a relationship where she is my significant other, then I got their right to be like, hold on, shawty, you ain't talking to, but I don't even care if he is a past friend. Like, hey, that's just how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Because she wouldn't want me to talk to no girlfriend in the past.
I feel you. Yeah, I'm just wondering, man. That's how I feel personally, man. I feel like if you a happy couple, you don't need your dudes calling you. I don't need no girls calling me. You don't need the clubs. You don't need parties, block parties. That's how I feel. You want to hang with your girls, go watch a movie, go to the mall. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? But... and I might still be a little insecure. I don't know, man. We all guys, so, of course, we're going to treat things a little alike. We really, what we need is a female to call in and tell us, you know, what she thinks on insecurity. So, if there's any females out there that want to call in and express how you feel in insecurity, feel free. 718-664-6543. Call in and let us know how you really feel, man. Well, 18, man, before we go any further, Night Rider, we're going to take you to commercial.
Yeah. What's up, baby? Yell everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones, yellow lambs, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm rims, chain, yellow living room set, lemonade good shoes for my girl.
Scoochie! My problem's sitting on sixes, no twins in my gun. Look at this motor knocking. Because it's a dilemma. My life on Georgia beaches, but you look more like a llama. These sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid paid, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow cause Cody's serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade and I'm selling lemonade. Sister is a fighter going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pimping wearing that's it, I won't chill on. I'm smoking grasses, selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon. Let's go, spraying her, be feeling mad. She say I be killing her, I say I be feeling it. Older than I'm sick of her, cause her brain is lemon head. Cocaine white exterior, interior lemonade. Yellow with the upper trim and I call that the super joint. Yellow diamond picket ring, call that yellow lemon rock. Cherry box of lemon bed, my earring size an apricot. Yeah, I smoke that strong a lot, yeah, I need some witchy shot. A pound of lemon crisp, call that pack the lemon drop. Canary yellow, lemon white, big bird yellow top. Yellow polo, super white and yellow polo top. Wishing man be popping dog, he don't got all he say he got. That's what lemon homie, I can supply them the people drop. Yellow bone park at the top, yellow bone gon' make the drop. Flip the flop, mine off the top, then go buy me a yellow yacht. In the morning, fuck it, bought a yellow Aston Martin. Yellow brick, yellow duck, yellow rain, yellow sun, yellow
yellow back. Yo, Gucci bangle, 80,000, that's a yellow back. Yellow home, mellow home, you know you a scary cat. No sleep for 2 days, so my people ready. Yellow, 5 flights, 6 shows, bought a million on my schedule. Wrangler, that's your Gucci bike. Niggas know they in trouble. Green ice, red light, caution, Gucci rock yellow. Gucci, Gucci.
Yeah, man, we back. The Gucci burr.
Burr.
Burr. Hey, hey. Burr. Hey, man, who said that? Burr. Oh, man. Hey, man, check this out, man. Controlling. I just want to say this. Controlling. A controlling person. Hey, man, this is all type, man, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put out who said it. I ain't going to say who said it. I just want to say controlling, nah, man. You got to live in my shoes, man. I appreciate your support, man. Stay tuned. I like your honesty, man. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? Feel free to call in, man. We'll discuss it one-on-one, man. 718-664-6543, man. Appreciate that honesty, man. Hey, man, what? But anyway, 18.
Yeah.
I had to say that one time. But anyway, check this out.
What's up, man?
Tell me about this, T.L. Picasso, man. Check this right here. All
right.
Child support.
Oh.
That's a burr.
Yeah.
All right, this child support, man. I'm not even going to say child support's a bad thing, man. I'm not going to say that. Only if you're a good man. If you're a good man that's tied down by child support, that's when I feel like, you know, it's out of hand, man, because you just have a greedy baby mama. That's how I feel about it. I know, AT, I can wait to get this top, man. What y'all got to put in on that, man?
Well, child support, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But at some point in time, it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on it myself, and I believe it should be more rights for men that's on it or whatnot. You understand? And I believe that, yeah, it should be more rights, you know. Just a lot of more things, man. Because it's like, especially like when somebody like don't have a job, like a father don't have a job or a mother, whoever parent is on there, the child support services should really look out for that person and actually help that person. Do you understand?
Yeah, they laying them off these days, man, back to back.
Yeah, laying them off, and you going to get some jail time or you going to get them license taken, and it's just real crazy. It amazes me. It shocks me when stuff like that happens, especially when you're trying to do the right thing for your child. You understand? And
yeah, man.
I believe that is unfair, you know. I believe that if it's going to be a law, it should, like, really help whichever parent that's, you know, that's going through that situation, whoever that is on child support, you know.
I feel you there, Picasso.
Yes, sir.
Man, I agree. Like, me, myself, I'm not on child support, thank God, even though I got 2 baby mothers, you know what I'm saying?
Light a black,
right.
Hear that.
My light. Hey, you beat me to it, man. I want to say that. But,
okay.
I think it's really unfair because due to the what you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? The not the consequences, but the come on, DJ, help me out. The punishment, man.
The repercussions.
Yeah, the repercussions ain't right, man, because how you going to take this man's license when he's trying to get to work and so provide for his family that he really don't have, but he's trying to make do?
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, like, you know, you don't take the child away. You understand? Go somewhere and hide somewhere far, and you don't know where the child at. Like that right there, that's not. I don't think that's fair. You know, at times when each parent or whatever parent gets upset, they think they have the privilege just to take the child and just hide somewhere, then want to throw somebody on child support. That's not fair, you know.
Kaso, yeah. You know, like when the parent try to do that, you got their right to take their parent to court and fight for custody.
Oh, yeah, that's in play. That's in play, but at the same time, it takes forever just for something that, you know, for it to go on like that. You know, you got to call the people, and it's over a whole bunch of people that's doing visitation rights and all that. So you just got to be patient and wait. But at the same time, the child is getting older. You feel me? Where my dad at? Where my mom at? You know what I'm saying? That's what the child is thinking. And when that other parent is not there, they going to blame the parent, the child is, when they get older. Well, you wasn't here in my life, so what makes you want to come in here now? You know, just all that trauma, that's not cool,
yeah.
Bro.
I want to make a shout out to all the good fathers out there, man.
Yeah.
I want to shout out the good women out there, man. I want to shout out to the women, TL, mainly putting this one, you know what I'm saying, in the category that you're standing in. Because I want to get a shout out to the women who actually respect the fact that they got a good man that's taking care of their kids, you know what I'm saying? And they're avoiding child support, even though they might be bugging you to the max, you know what I'm saying? They're not pushing the authority in, you know what I'm saying? Because when the government get all in your business, man, about that, I can only imagine because I've seen it, you know what I'm saying? I personally don't have any kids right now, you know, and I'm not on child support, of course, but I can relate to that because I'm going to be real. I grew up, man, with the child support around me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was that center of attention, man, put it like that. So I actually got to grow up and witness child support tragedies. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I seen complaining and arguing about money from child support, man. So, but I ain't going to lie to you, though. I'll be real,
right?
I couldn't wait to open that mailbox and see that little dude on the little wrapper. I ain't going to lie to
you.
You would all look like, take me. Yeah, every Wednesday. I ain't going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess it depends. If the child is getting the money, then that's all good. But if it's just doing it because the baby mama just wants the money to go buy clothes or buy her some new heels for the club, you know what I'm saying, then that's when it's out of hand, man, because you do got struggling fathers, Picasso. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting this one on regards to what you said. Because, man, economy is so bad, man. They laying people off left and right. Every time you come to the news, man, it's saying that the unemployment rate is at its top high. So what that tells me is you know what I'm saying? If I was in that situation, I'm not the only one out of work. That means there's a lot of people out of work. That means everybody needs to respect that, man. If you're in that category, you need to hold your head up, man, and realize you need to talk to her. You need to say, look, woman, I'm out of work. The economy is messed up. I'm broke. What you want me to do? Give you my clothes off my back. You know what I'm saying? I know I do for my son, but you know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to get crazy with her, man. You got to let her know, man.
Funny.
What's up?
I want to make another comment, man. Make them all day, man. People who is on child support, man, like, if you just getting child support taken out your check, man, make sure you know where that money going. Because it is scams out there when people think they child support, but you ain't paying nothing, man.
Right.
Your check could do that to somebody else.
You're going to be looking dumbfounded when you see, like, you thought you was up on child support and you got all this back pay. Now you looking dumbfounded. Like, what?
You're going to be dumbfounded like, damn, shawty. Hey, I was working with this dude. Check this out, T.F. I was working with this dude, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I used to work at Walmart, man. I was overnight stocking and everything. So I'm working with this dude, man. I ain't going to say no name, but we went and got our checks, right?
All right.
But we worked a whole week, man. We got paid every 2 weeks, and we had 80 hours. Deduct from lunches. Okay. Buddy got his check, man. Man, I don't know if he was behind in rears or what, man, but like three-quarters of his check was gone. I'm serious,
wow.
Man. Paperwork, he said, child services. I'm like, whoa. They took all your money. Hey, I kind of felt bad for Buddy. But Buddy,
hey,
like,
man, it's every check thing for me, man. I'm like, whoa, man.
Glad I ain't
hey,
taking that right now, man.
Bro, you take him to dinner, bro?
You better know where that money going, man. That's all I'm saying. You better
know
where that money
going. You better check it, because
they taking a lot, man. Yeah, man. I don't think child support should get no money for that, man. They should actually send all your money that they taking and put it towards your son to have a son or daughter to have a good future. And if they ain't doing that, then, like, what are they doing with their money?
Balling?
Because I can speak from a personal experience, like, man, when my daddy was on child support or whatnot, and his situation worked out where he got his child support paid for or whatever, and all that back pay, I ain't see none of that money, man. My mama didn't see none of that money. Where that money went to, man? That's what I want to know.
Yep. Yeah, he said, "Won't down."
Hey, somebody walking around in some new shoes.
I know.
Somebody walking around in some new shoes.
They going
about, something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that child support can really kicking in. But man, anybody out there, man, I know there's people out there, man. So anybody out there that's suffering from it, man, don't be afraid, man. Go ahead, call in, let us know, man. Let's know what's up. 718-664-6543. You can call in, man, and just let it go. You can say whatever you want about it. You can comment on us if you want to about how you feel about us. I mean, hey, reality is reality. You know what I'm saying? If the truth hurts, if you feel like it's bothering you to get it off your chest, I know you're sitting back there. You talking. You're talking to your girl right now. You're talking to your dude right now. Whatever. You're sitting there. You saying, yeah, I don't know about them. Mm-hmm. They all think the same. All them dudes are like, then you got them girls talking about them. Then you got them dudes talking about them. Yeah, man, them girls all like that, man. So, hey, why don't you just go ahead and just call in, man? Hey, what they say on that commercial? Why you just sitting there? You're not doing anything. You just go procrastinating. Just call in. 718-664-6543. Call in right now. I'm telling you, man, because they are out there, man. They out there. We just got to stay on top of it, man, and keep it focused. You know what I'm saying? Make sure every move is the best move. Man, that's real talk.
You got to live every day positive and strong-minded, man. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing each day, you know, because I'm telling you, life is hard now. It'll sneak up on you if you let it, you know what I'm saying? But you got to know how to, you know, be smarter than that and smarter than the system and just, you know, be who you are, male or female. You feel me? Just real talk.
Sneak up on you and just take your money.
Oh, yeah. Just take your money.
Other thing, too, you ain't careful.
Oh, yeah.
Sneak up and just mob you one time. Dang, man. Hey, personally, man, I feel like the government, man, I think they could be a little more lenient, man, on everybody. Not just child support, man. Because, like, man, I think, like, they working everybody, man. They got, like, they done took the 99-cent bag of chips off the shelf down here in Georgia, man. And they got the chips, man. You paying for the same quantity of the 99-cent, but you paying 130 now. Like, come on, man. Come on. You know, they make these little drinks, they 99-cent. And you can, like, wrap your whole hand around it, man. They skinny. And the regular size you normally buy for 99, now they 187. Come on, man. What's up with that, man?
they trying to get you locked up, man. That's what they trying to do, man.
Yeah, man. You know these people ain't going to keep working with that, man.
They taking me back to my old habits, man. I just might want to walk out the store with that, man, and I pay for it, man. Yeah, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to say, hey, the government owed me. Yeah,
they're not about this, man.
It's just bounce.
Just another day.
That's real talk,
man. But 18,
before we get any further in great detail, man, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take it to a commercial. Knight Rider, we're going to take it away. Yeah, pick one, this pick something. Oh!
A disease, and And insecurity falls up under that. You know what I'm saying? Insecurity is just like depression, man. So it falls right up under that. So it's a disease, bro. Like, so it's a mind disease.
Hey, true that.
Hey, to all them insecure people, man, like, log on your computers and look up Les Brown, man. He'll tell you the right way to go, man.
Yep.
That's Les Brown. Hey, let me tell you some real like motivational, inspirational message he delivered to me. He was like, most people don't fail because they aim too high and miss. It's because they aim too low and hit, man. Think about it.
Yeah, that sounds real hard, man, but I don't know, man. I guess it's just everybody got their own little opinion on it, man. I don't know,
it's
man.
A
I
mind
feel
thing.
Like, I just feel like it might be a disease if you let it be a disease, kind of like a habit, like a nicotine. Personally, that's how I feel, because, like, the only reason I say that, and I'm disagreeing, but I'm not, like, saying it in a bad way. You see what I'm saying? Because I feel that little quote you said, like, I'm really digging that. You know what I'm saying? But the part about self-insecurity. Like, on some real, man, like, if you got insecurity issues about yourself, that's like you're not happy with what God created for you.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to take the tools you got with you and work with the tools you got instead of trying to dig deeper for a better tool. Work with what you got. Shit, be the tool out the shed, man. That's, you ever heard, like, the sharpest knife in the drawer? You heard that quote?
Yeah.
Like the brightest, or like the newest tools in the garage. You ever heard that? You ever heard them saying?
Yeah.
Nah,
I say that because, yeah, man. I say that because, like,
man, I haven't heard the quote, man. Tell me the quote, man, or the saying.
I said about
life
is. Yeah, man. It's short. It's a short quote.
Yeah.
It's like you ever heard, like, oh, he ain't got all his marbles, or oh, he ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Oh, okay.
Everything is referred to an item or a tool. I say this because God created us, right? Okay, well, if that's the case, then we all have certain tools that we would develop with. You got hands, you got feet. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, hey, take the clothes off of everybody. You all look the same. All males look the same, just a different shade, different size, but everybody's the same. Every girl, you know what I'm saying? She might have the same shape. Might be a little bulky, chunky, whatever, but they still overall got the same thing everybody else got. So what I'm saying is, why be insecure? Put your clothes on you want to wear. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that mind game get to you, you know? If it becomes a disease, it's because you let it. That's how I feel.
I feel you on that, man. Hey, you know what I got to say about that, man? Like, if you be insecure, that costs you money. You feel me?
Exactly, because you got to go pay that psychiatrist. You got to pay to lose weight. Hey, you got to pay to get them clothes that look good. You got to go out and buy Dolce & Gabbana pocketbooks. Come on, man. You got to feel like you fit in. Hey, I'm going to be real with you. You can be just real and don't worry about nobody's sake and live your little life and don't worry about nobody, man, and live it on a budget if you needed to. Now, I wouldn't prefer that because me personally, I like money. I like to have money. But at the same time, money don't make me secure by myself. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm secure, period. Because I don't have no insecurity issue. That's how I feel.
I feel that, man. I check this, man. Plus, confidence is free, man. You ain't got to pay for that. It comes natural. You ain't got to pay nobody for that. You feel me?
I believe what be messing people up by the insecurity business is that people stop letting people get you thinking about somebody saying something about you. That's what starts
Preach.
It right now. Forget
Preach.
What the people say, bruh. Forget all
Man.
That. Be who you are. Look in that mirror and whatever you think you are, be that. You feel me?
Amen.
That's it, man.
Yeah, man, that's real right now, man. Cause
man.
Like I said, but hey, it all revolves around a mind thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Personally, now being insecure about other things, that's cool. Cause you're only human. You're not perfect.
You know what I'm saying? So if you don't be a certain way, life will run you into the dirt, real talk. So you got to stand up for what you believe in. If you feel like that's wrong, you need to say, nah, player, nah, that's wrong right there. But if you feel like that's right, you should be secure enough to say, yeah, man, that's right, and don't you change it. Don't you can't say nothing to me. That's right. So anybody out there, you need a little word for the mind, hey, stay strong, motivated, and don't worry about no hater. Hi, hater. Real talk.
As long as your mind stays strong, you're gonna carry on and be great and be the person you destined to be, man.
Exactly, man.
Real talk, man.
Hey.
I like him.
Round of applause to you.
Yeah.
But, really, man. Hey, really, man, like one of your songs, man, just want to be successful being me. How could you do that with insecurity issues towards yourself, self-insecure? How could you be successful being you if you're not secure with about yourself? You feel me? So, that's just that's how I feel towards that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get deep because I'll be preaching to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't going to do that.
Hey, I feel that because that's why some dudes and some women on child support, because one of their partners is not secure about themselves. Because they insecure, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
Being insecure, that leads to a lot of stuff like suicide and just all kind of crazy stuff, man.
Murder.
You don't need to be on.
Murder.
Just foolish things, man.
Wake up and face reality.
Wake up.
Even if you got to face reality.
Wake up. That's why we can face it together.
If you scared of your eyes, hey, we can open them up for you, and we can sit there and we can really look at life as a whole, man, for what it is, man. You just gotta accept life for what it is. You gotta accept for what you got right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And while I'm talking, I want to go ahead and give a shout out. Well, not really a shout out, but it is. I'm shouting out because I want to tell this to. If we got any women out there listening to us today, don't listen to what your homegirl say. Listen to how you feel inside. If you feel like you got a good man and you know he's got little problems here and there, but you're happy, go ahead with what your friend got to say about her. Don't worry about that. That does not even matter. You see what I'm saying?
Amen, brother.
True.
That don't even matter, man. Yeah, I'm serious, man. Speaking on behalf of all the women out there, man, listen to them, man. Because, hey, a good friend will land a good brother on child support. Real talk. Leave him with a gun in his mouth one way or another, right? Well, he couldn't have that, man, for real.
And that's how most of the relationships messed up. He say, she say.
Man.
Yeah. Most of the time, 99.9%, that was most of the time in relationships mess up. And money problems, too.
Yeah, I got to disagree. I got to say 70% money and 30%, you know what I'm saying, he say, she say. Personally, that's what I got to say, because that money is an issue with a relationship. You want to buy your girl something, you want to take her out, you want to do nice stuff with her, but guess what? Lack of money, lack
that's
of product. Yeah, serious, man. Money is the major issue, man. For real.
Yeah,
Miami.
Exactly, Miami. I ain't talking to your boy right now, you know.
Yeah.
For real, man. I was digging that title. Not the album, I was digging the title, man. Money is a major issue. That was real, man. Because it really is, man. But I can't
say
only
let it be, though, man. Because, like, the best things in life are free. Just like you ain't got to pay nobody for you to smile. You ain't got to pay nobody for you to feel happy or secure with yourself to know that I get up every day and I work hard at what I do and I'm happy with who I am. You ain't got to pay for that. That's free, man.
And the thing,
listen, what I'm saying, man. Listen, though. The government got y'all well, I'm gonna say everybody minds trained to think that the money is the only issue, but it's not, because we are the money. You feel me?
But that's just like that's what I was about to say.
I was gonna take it way back when we was in Washington. You told me, it was like, if money ran, everything would be on the shelves. You remember you told me that?
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, that's real though. That is real.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is real. Because money will be selling nuts if money ran everything. I'm just saying, you can't let money control your life. You got to make money. You can't let money make you. For real.
But
that's real talk, man. You got to overcome
that. That's the thing where people mess up at, because they put it as a material thing. And that's how stuff, you know, mess up like, man. Money need this. I need money. I need money. But it's not that. It's love. That's what we all need, is love. Real talk.
Yeah.
That's how you can get far in
life.
I mean, you about to make LL Cool J more rich, man.
Yeah. Hey, everybody need a little girl now and then.
Nah, I feel
you, man. Everybody, man. That's real talk, man. Because, hey, you ever seen these people, man, be on the sidewalk, man? They be like, I ain't gonna say homeless, but someone do be homeless, but someone just be on the sidewalk, man. Like, they got a house, but they be so depressed and feeling so down, man, that they just, like, don't care, man. They just sit on the sidewalk, be asleep. I ain't gonna lie to you, I talked to one day out of state, man. And I asked Buddy what was wrong. Buddy said he had no one in his family that loved him. You feel me?
Wow.
With that being said,
love yourself.
Yeah, love yourself before you worry about somebody else loving you. But if you know somebody else does love you, respect they love you, man, and let that be what it is, man. Real talk. That's real. Because that really was depressing, man. Oh, dude, man, he had a big beard and everything, man. I'm like, dang, dude, you all right, man? He's like, yeah, man, I ain't got nobody to care for me, don't nobody give about me. And I'm just like, whoa, it's crazy, man, because why don't you get off? I asked him. I'm going to be real. I asked him, why don't you get off your and go get a job? But nah, anyway, but hey, 18, man, in the world, hey, Radiohead's out there. Before we get into it, we set up for another show. Before we go any further, it's about our time to wrap up, so thank you, everybody. And don't forget to tune in on February 9th at 10 p.m. for our future show. And in case you're worried about forgetting, go to our radio page at www.eotmradio.com to subscribe to receive future alerts. And we'll personally send you a friendly reminder if you forget to the show. So, and you can also check it out afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Just go to EOTM Radio, search Let's Face Reality. You'll see us right there. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? You can check out all the past shows, too. So, everybody stay tuned, man. Add us on Facebook, ATHEOTM DJ Riders. Okay, everyone, thanks for your time. It's your man, DJ Team, and the co-host. Shout it out.
Yeah.
18.
Yep.
Yeah. Peace out.
Cheer.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.